M82 recording length 14 minutes and 05 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 82 Irregular Galaxy M82, NGC 3034, Type IRII, Inersa Major Cigar Galaxy M82.jpg, Right Ascension 09, 55.8, H:M, Declination plus 69, 41, Deg:M, Distance 12,000, Cli, Visual Brightness 8.4, Mag, Apparent Dimension 9x4, Arc Min, Discovered by Johann Hilbert Bode in 1774, Messier 82, Million 82, NGC 3034, is a remarkable galaxy of peculiar type in constellation Ursa Major. It is usually classified as irregular, though probably a distorted disk galaxy, and famous for its heavy star-forming activity, thus a prototype member of the class of star-bursting galaxies, forming a most conspicuous physical pair with its neighbor, M81. The showpiece galaxies for many northern hemispheres, this galaxy is the prototype of an irregular of the second type, i.e. a disk irregular. Its core seems to have suffered dramatically from a semi-recent close encounter with M81, being in a heavy starburst and displaying conspicuous dark lanes. This turbulent explosive gas flow is also a strong source of radio noise, discovered by Henry Brown in 1953. The radio source was first called Ursa Major, the strongest radio source in UMA, and catalogued as 3C231 in the Third Cambridge Catalogue of Radio Sources. In the infrared light, M82 is the brightest galaxy in the sky. It exhibits a so-called infrared excess. It is much brighter at infrared wavelengths than in the visible part of the spectrum. This behavior can also be observed for the companion of M51, NGC 5195. And the peculiar galaxy NGC 5128, Centaurus A. The visual appearance is that of a silvery sliver, as John Mall has described it. Recently, over 100 freshly formed, young, globular clusters have been discovered with the Hubble Space Telescope. Their formation is probably another effect triggered by the encounter with M81. It was estimated that the most recent tidal encounter occurred between about 50 and several 100 million years ago. STSCI's most recent number was 600 million years, when the 100 million year long period of heavier interaction began. As a member of the M81 group, M82 is 12 million light years distant. M82 was discovered on December 31, 1774 by Johann Hilbert Bode together with M81. He described it as a nebulous patch, about 0.75 deg away from M81, which is very pale and of elongated shape, and catalogued it as number 18 in his catalogue. Pierre McCain independently rediscovered both galaxies as nebulous patches in August 1779 and reported them to Charles Messier, who added them to his catalogue after his position measurement on February 9, 1781. M82 belongs to those few Messier objects which have been assigned a Herschel number, HIV.79, based on an observation of September 30, 1802. While William Herschel usually carefully avoided to give his numbers to Messier objects, William Parsons, the third Earl of Ross, was the first to remark on the dark dust lanes and patches visible in the central part of M82. Halton Arp has included M82 as number 337 in his catalogue of peculiar galaxies. One false and one true supernova have been reported in M82 so far. Asterisk Libivsky, Reek, and Kiley reported the discovery of a supernova, 1986d, which should have occurred in M82, and is e.g. listed in Kenneth Glenn Jones' book. However, this SN turned out to be a false alarm. Instead, a slightly variable 2-micrometer source had fooled the discoverers. Asterisk Supernova 2004 AM was discovered lately on images taken at Lick Observatory on November 21, 2003, when it was at Mag 17.0. Messier 82 observations and descriptions discovered by Johann Hilbert Bode on December 31, 1774. Independently discovered by Johann Gottfried Koeller 1772-1778. Independently rediscovered by Pierre McCain in August 1779. Messier, M82, February 9, 1781 82 9H 37 meters 57s, 144D 29. 22, plus 70 d 44, 27, gain, 144 d 28, 13, plus 70 d 43, 05, nebula without star, near the preceding M81. Both are appearing in the same field of the telescope. This one is less distinct than the preceding. Its light faint and it is elongated. At its extremity is a telescopic star, seen at Berlin, by M. Bode, on December 31, 1774, and by M. Kane in the month August 1779. Bode, Bode 18, with M81, two small nebulae 3/4 degrees separated. On December 31, 1774, I found through the 7-foot telescope, closely above the head of Uma, east near the star D at its ear, two small nebulous patches separated by about 0.75 degrees, the positions of which relative to the neighboring small stars are shown in the 10th figure. The patch alpha, M81, appears mostly round and has a dense nucleus in the middle. The other, beta, on the other hand, is very pale and of elongated shape. I could determine the separation of alpha to D as 2 deg 7, 2 rho as 5 deg 2, and a 2 sigma as 4 deg 32. With some accuracy, beta was too faint and disappeared from my eyes as soon as I shifted apart the halves of the objective glass. Koehler, Koehler No. 8 billion with M81, two nebulous stars at the ear of the Great Bear Ursa Major. William Herschel, HIV.794H.ON from John Herschel's 1847 catalog, Appendix, p. 128, number 4, IV.79. Ra 9841 meters 18.0s, NPD 19D 25, 55, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a VB very bright, beautiful ray of light, about 8, long, 2, broad, brightest in the middle of all its lengths, follows 27 Ursae, Groombridge 1563, 14 meters 12s, and is 2 deg 27. South of that star, discovered September 30, 1802, SP2P 659, 1801, November 8, SW 1100, MMESPNF, extremely bright, much extended south preceding, SW, 2 north following, no, about 10, long, 1802, September 30, SW 1112, a VB very bright, beautiful ray of light, brightest in the middle of all the length, about 8, long, 2 or 3, broad, asterisk, asterisk, Dreyer's note, entered the Cape observations, p. 128, as a new nebula, IV.79, John Herschel's error, HF, 1810, November 26, review, viewed with the large 10 feet. It is modeled in its length as a containing 5 or 6 versus very small, faint, stars affected with nebulosity, with no eye about 1/5 of the field or less, about 6 or 7, in length, the breadth is about 1.5 or 1.75, the object is too low. Smythe, CCCLXIX 369, M81 and M82, CCCLXIX 81,000,000 and 82,000,000 Ursae Majoris. R9842 meters 10s, deck and 69D51.8 mean epoch of observation, 1837.19 March 1837. Number 81 is a fine bright oval nebula, of a white color, in the Great Bear's Ear, which was first registered by M. Messier in 1781, and exhibited a modeled nebulosity to W. H. William Herschel. Its major axis lies NP north preceding, NW. 2SF south following, say, and it certainly is brightest in the middle. There are several minute companion stars in the field, of which a closed double star in the SP south preceding, SW, quadrant is number 1386 in Struve-S grand catalog, and by him marked Vicini. The members are both of ninth magnitude, and trend NP north preceding, NW, 2 less than 7 greater than SF south following, say, about 2, apart, forming a fine though difficult object, with a low power, number 82 million can be brought into the north part PF the same field of view, although they are half a degree apart. It is very long, narrow, and bright, especially at its northern limb, but rather paler than number 81, a line drawn through three stars in the SP South preceding, SW, to a fourth in the NF North following, NO, passes directly through the nebula, the two nebulae precede Lambda, in the end of Draco's tail, by 25 deg, but as the vicinity is deficient of large bright stars, they are not readily fished up. The apparent place here taken is that of a small star between the two nebulae, which was differentiated with 29 Ursae Majoris, and every care taken in the reduction, the bright star in the animal's chest, south of 29, viz. Phi, is pronounced to be double, both companions being of the fifth magnitude, and only half a second asunder. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1950. GC 1950 equals HIV.79 equals 4H.ON omitted nebula equals M82, Ra 9843 meters 52.3s, NPD 19D34, 16.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, VME a beautiful rate, two observations by W.N.J. Herschel, very bright, very large. Very much extended, a beautiful ray. Huggins' further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies. Phil. Trends. Roysock. Volume 156. 1866. p. 381-397. Here p. 388. No GC. 1950 82 million Ra 9843 meters 52s.3. NPD 19D34. 16.3. Very bright. Very large. Very much extended. A beautiful ray. Spectrum continuous. The absence of great faintness of the red portion of the spectrum more marked than in the spectrum of no GC. 1949-81. Dreyer. 1877. Million Tempel, of the observatory at Arcetri, near Florence, has made a considerable number of drawings of nebulae with the two fine MSE telescopes at his disposal, which it is to be hoped may soon be published. The following nebulae have, for the first time, been carefully drawn are Arcetri, GC, 1949-81, 1950-82, 2318-108, 4315-14, Dreyer, and GC 3034, and GC 3034 equals GC 1950 equals HIV.79 equals 4 Hon. Bode, M82, Ra 9844 meters 10s, NPD 19D38.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, VME, Ray, equals M82 very bright, very large, very much extended, ray shaped. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 3034, RA equals 9:47.6, DEC equals plus 70:10, a very patchy and irregular, elongated mass, 7x1.5, in PA 65 DEG, showing numerous rifts. An irregular lane divides it approximately along the shorter axis. It is possibly a very irregular spiral seen edgewise. Exceedingly bright. The brighter condensations show easily in a 5 meters exposure. M82. See Apps F9SN. Content car as if SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.